Bucking Girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 16. We got the usual crew with us today. Oh wait, that's not a special guest. That's just Justin. Hey, pew, 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 pew.
This man got a cam.
I'm going to turn it off.
Finally.
He's going to turn it off, man.
This man look white. This nigga's name says Tim. I just noticed that.
All right, man, we got a couple topics today. Shout out to the YouTube people. Shout out to the iTunes people as usual. Y'all been killing it lately. I've been purposely trying to not promote it on YouTube as much just to see, you know, who the real ones are. But I'm going to start promoting it on YouTube strong in the next couple of weeks. Trying to get more guests on the pod. But like I said, we got a couple topics to talk about today. Hopefully a lot of good conversations. We always end up having good conversations. But before we get into that, let's introduce the co-host. Dom, say what's up to the people, man.
What up, what up? What's up to all my wise, woke people? Last week's comments. I'm happy. I already told Bezos this. I am very impressed with you guys. There's a lot of you motherfuckers is not sheep. You know, I thought Young Mustard had a lot of sheep in the comments. But apparently, you know, our fans is very smart. And recognize talent. Love you niggas.
Big facts, man. Big facts. We got a woke audience. Woke audience. Where do you say what's up to the people, man? The wokest one out of all.
What's up, y'all? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Wordy the Dude. All I gotta say is subscribe to my channel, Wordy's World. And that's it.
That's it. All right, man. Justin, say what's up to the people, man.
What's up? Got a camera this time.
With the American flag throw in the background, had I.
Throw a like if you like the camera. Throw a dislike if you dislike the camera.
Can you see? Looking at.
What's wrong with the American? Is that racist? I saw something on Twitter saying.
Is that racist?
No.
Loki?
I saw something on Twitter saying.
Where your black power flag at, yo? Where that RFG flag at, yo?
I bet he said that with so much sincerity, too. He was like, hold on, is that racist? Is that American flag racist?
I saw on Twitter someone posting saying, if they see anyone with the American flag, they automatically assume they're racist. I was like, is this how...
Nigga, no.
That's
RD. Right. You can't be patriotic. That's hella racist.
No,
bro.
Man.
That's hella racist.
Let's talk about a Wordu's overlay.
You want to comment about that?
Wordu's world, head ass.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm disappearing into the back. I'm disappearing, bro. About to walk off the edge. Push me to the edge, head ass.
Y'all probably don't see this, but his name on Zoom is literally your mom's favorite midnight snack, and he still hasn't changed it. Justin changed his name to Tim LeBret.
The OG. Going to rip the OGs on the podcast, you know.
Hey, shout out to the first five episode people, man. Shout out to Tim. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into these topics, man. So today, Stephen A. Smith had a very controversial take on Twitter. Let me just pull up the tweet real quick. Stephen A. Smith on Steve Nash being hired to join KD and Kyrie as the Nets head coach. This is white privilege.
That's so fucking retarded.
I thought that was a troll when I first seen that when I woke up. I'm like, this nigga really said this? He really said his white privilege?
If this was any other part of this era, bro, he would not be saying that.
I mean,
he was saying it on the, like a black coach getting fired for a white, white coaches having more opportunities than black coaches.
I'm like, I
don't think this was a racially...
I don't think it was a racially like driven move. I don't think it was just like, oh, we don't want any niggas leading these niggas to a championship. Nah, but it is like, I'm gonna say this. If Mark Jackson put his application in to be the coach and you niggas pick Steve Nash, I just think that's fucked up. Not even because
he wanted to be a coach.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think he wanted to be a coach, but people always like to insinuate and assume that he's still trying to coach. So if it is true, because we will never really know unless he addresses it, but I'm pretty sure he won't, because who knows? But if it's true and Mark Jackson is looking to coach and his motherfuckers like Steve Nash getting chances over him, then it's just fucked up to Mark Jackson. Now the whole white privilege thing, look, man, I'm just saying Jason That's Kidd got a quick like shot. That. Steve Kerr did put some work in the front office, but still.
I thought Jason Kidd was black. That's what people have been telling me.
I don't, man, that nigga's not black to me. I'm sorry. He's not. I grew up thinking Jason Kidd was white. He's going to be white till I die.
Is Zach Levine black or white, bro?
Zach Levine, I thought he was mixed. Isn't he mixed?
I think Jason Kidd is mixed, too.
33% black.
Is he? I don't know.
He's logic black.
Jason Kidd is like his parents are like Drake's and Fred Van Fleet's. But Jason Kidd just got more of the white genetics and wasn't an even split.
Look, man. At the end of the day, Jason Kidd resides white people to me. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Jason Kidd's white. Anyway, Jason Kidd gets his shot. Steve Kerr got a shot. Now Steve Nash just gets this shot out the dark. Like, I didn't even know Steve Nash was trying to like actually coach. I didn't even think that was a thing. I didn't hear anything about it. Like, even with, like, a ton of other guys that get these coaching jobs, you at least hear something about it, or it's, like, whispers. There was nothing to insinuate Steve Nash was, like, trying to coach. And this is, like, a day after reports came out that it was actually the assistant coach that was for the Nets. He did his interview, and they were speaking so highly of him. So I'm thinking, oh, they're going to give this. I forget his name. It's, like, Jack something, like, Vogue or something like that. Forget his name. I'm butchering it. Don't find me. But they said that he was a good candidate. They liked what he was talking about and his plans. They was just boosting him up. Black coach, boost him up, all that, just to give the job to Steve Nash a day later. So, I mean, like, I can see why Stephen A. Smith is saying that, but I don't agree. I wouldn't say it's just white privilege. That's kind of a stretch.
Yeah, that's a little too bold of a statement, because I don't, like, are there any other available black coaches? Like, I know Ty Lue's one of them, but I heard Ty Lue was close to getting a deal with the Sixers. So that might have been something where, like, they hit up Ty Lue, and Ty Lue was like, I'm looking at the Sixers more than you guys. Thanks, but no thanks. So I don't really blame that. Mark Jackson, everyone's just been throwing his name out whenever there's a vacant coaching job. When I don't even think he said anything about, like, him wanting a coach. Yeah. Nate McMillan did get fired, so I guess you can say Nate McMillan. But KD does have that connection with Steve Nash on, like, from the Warrior days.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So,
like I said, I don't think it was racial. I mean, I'm not saying it makes sense. I mean, I'm saying it makes, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's white privilege, but it's just, I would have went so many different directions.
It's definitely white privilege.
I would have went in so many different directions before I would have thought Steve Nash is my thing. Like, it's just a shock that it's Steve Nash.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Steve Nash, but
yeah,
got connections, man. What are your thoughts, man?
What is the Jamarcha telling us, man?
Shut the fuck up. Basically, I think I don't expect anything different from Stephen A. I think he wouldn't be saying this shit if we were in any other time, but obviously with the times that we're in, and I can kind of see why he would insinuate that it's racial. I mean, I could see it, but I don't think that's the case here. There's been so many other coaches, black coaches, that have had the shot. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Doc Rivers had no experience prior to getting hired.
Yeah.
And he actually won a championship. Mark Jackson got a chance. Jason Kidd.
I think a lot of different someone said Isaiah coaches. Thomas, too.
Isaiah Thomas, yeah. So there's a lot of different black people that have gotten the same opportunities that most white coaches have had. There have been instances where there's a black coach that comes in and then they get fired and then a white coach comes in. And, you know, that's my whole theory on, you know, like with Dwayne Casey, winning coach of the year, getting fired. Nick Nurse wins a championship, wins coach of the year after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a bunch of instances where the black coach kind of gets, I don't want to say doesn't get the credit, but
he gets shitted. He gets the shitty end of the stick, man. You can say it. Keep it in the book.
Yeah. Like, Mark Jackson basically helped build the Warriors team by starting Draymond. But Steve Kerr, who actually had
Mark Jackson, didn't start Draymond. That was a Steve Kerr thing. Steve Kerr started Draymond.
Yeah. Okay.
Mark Jackson started David Lee. That's why that's before they were over the hump with Draymond.
I think Draymond started developing at the end of the last couple
of
years.
I had no idea either.
Yeah. Well, no, the only reason I know is because that's my, like, distinction between the differences between Steve Kerr's Warriors and Mark Jackson's Warriors. Mark Jackson's Warriors didn't have, like, that Draymond effect. Like, it wasn't Draymond wasn't an X factor yet. They still trusted David Lee. They still kind of, Curry was still getting there. Klay was still getting there. They were still figuring things out. When Draymond finally took the starting power forward slash center spot when they were in small ball, that's when they became the championship level Warriors team.
Yeah.
And also Doc Rivers, when Doc Rivers and Mark Jackson got hired, they basically got hired to fill like a rebuilding role for their teams that they were hired for. Whereas Jason Kidd was just basically hired to take over a veteran team.
Yeah, he was a coach of the Paul Pierce KG Nets, which was a big failure, but
huge failure. The 76ers level failure.
They all had chances to show that they could be an adequate coach. So
yeah.
I don't think
that's my thing. It's 100% racial. It's not like they're not getting, to me at least, like from what I see, I feel like most of the coaches get their fair chance. You know what I mean? I just think Stephen A.
Even
was
Derek reaching. Even that, Derek Fisher, right. Like Derek Fisher got hired.
Yeah, D Fish got hired. So
like I don't know where people get this insinuation that black coaches get
shots. That's the Knicks though. The Knicks is giving anybody money at this point. They just like, who cares? Do we really count Knicks coaches? It's the Knicks.
They just paying people.
I just want Garnett to get a coaching position. That's all. That's all I can ask.
Wait, so did KG end up buying? Did he end up getting the ownership like percentages of the Timberwolves, like he was talking about? Because I heard some say yes. I heard some say no.
I haven't heard any news from that.
I don't know. Actually.
But if he does, that's gonna be a big fuck you to their ownership. Because I heard he has major beef with their ownership. I forgot why, but.
Because how they did Sam Mitchell, right?
That might be it. That might be it. But I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not racially charged. It's just very easy to say that because of the times that we're in. I don't think if we were in any other era of time that this would be even a topic to discuss. So it's not racial at all. Because there's been a plethora amount of other coaches that have had the same opportunities that white coaches have had. So I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Yeah, it's just something I wanted to bring up today. It was a little trending on the tweeters.
Stephen A, your cat, nigga.
How you feel about that, Justin?
We're recording this on Thursday, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact. We're recording this on Thursday, so if any news comes out, we're a little late on. Our apologies. Well, honestly, mine, because I'm moving on Sunday, and I'm not going to have internet till like Wednesday. So it's going to be tough. I recorded like 5 videos the past 2 days. But yeah, Justin, what'd you think about the Steve Nash signing, man?
I just saw the Stephen A video and thought it was just Stephen A saying Stephen A shit. You know, you're not supposed to take it seriously and you're going to forget about it in like a week or two that he even said it. That's pretty much what I took it as, you know?
Fair point. Yeah.
Just said it so we can get some likes on Twitter, some retweets, and you're going to move on.
A lot of these fucking analysts have been reaching the fuck out of
Perkins.
I think,
which is great for my channel. You know what I'm saying?
We need to make some more bold takes.
Why do we need to do
our take?
No,
I thought our takes were bold enough. But
Wardy makes bold takes, and then he's you're wrong, but you make them. I feel like we're playing it
too. To say Celtics versus Lakers, would that be bold?
Are you saying now because there's no Sixers?
I mean, I did say 2-0. When it was 3-0, I did say that the winner of this series is going to make the finals. I do remember saying that. So
I'm going to have to run the tape.
If you want to call that bold, you can, but I'm personally saying Celtics. Yeah. The way they're playing right now and that Kemba Walker pick and roll, man, that shit is, man.
He slowly burned his Sixers jersey and picked up one of B-Soul's spare Celtic jerseys to start rooting for in the East.
I did.
Rockets Raptors is coming place.
I'm not rooting for the Celtics, but I think they'll definitely come out the East. I think.
Do any of us have definitely? A correct bold prediction? Anyone?
Oh yeah.
Wait, talking about Wardu. That's a definitely no.
Yes.
Oh man, that might be a bold prediction.
If I'm wrong, then fuck it. I'm wrong. What's he saying? I have a pretty strong feeling about this one, man.
Celtics Lakers.
I sound like a weatherman.
Not according to 538. You see that the percentages I put in the chat?
Let me. Oh yeah,
Oh yeah.
Let me read these real quick. They got highest percent chance to win the finals, Celtics.
What?
Why are the Lakers so low?
The Lakers have a 6% chance to win the finals.
What?
The Bucks are just like
the Bucks below have, zero,
the below Bucks one, have less than 1%. What the hell?
Who can we Celtics, Clippers,
they have a
Rockets.
Lower chance than the Nuggets, bro. They have a lower
the
chance.
The Rockets than have a higher chance than the Lakers.
It says the Rockets have a 65% chance to beat
65%
to beat the Lakers.
Chance?
The Lakers have a 35% chance of making the conference finals
with PJ Tucker running the.
Yo,
come
they're
on, bro. Come on,
look. I'm doing a Colin Coward exposed video, and it's gonna be out by the time this goes out.
It's all stats. It's not like opinion, but their stats are fucked up somehow because they're not.
No, there right. No. There's this narrative trying to like start up by a bunch of people that LeBron doesn't have help and the Lakers are trash. And this shit is getting on my fucking nerves, bro. We talked about it last week.
I don't know who actually says that though. Who actually says that?
Weird a ass people.
Are Laker fans saying
weird
this?
Weird ass people.
A bunch of people came out that The Blazers takes before the series started, how the Blazers were going to beat the Lakers. There were like seven analysts separately that actually said the Blazers were going to beat the Lakers. Bro, not just like, oh, they're going to put up
Charles
a good
Barkley fight, said the Blazers were going to sweep the Lakers.
It's LeBron fans saying he did. It's not Laker fans. LeBron fans are, it's the same shit. When he loses, he doesn't have help. I am a part of the LeBron James.
Why would LeBron
committee.
Fans say that
committee?
He's going
to because you have to plant the seed.
Yeah,
so when
they're planting seeds, man.
Yeah, you
got
to plant the seed of excuse early, so shit, you can bro. Be like, yo, that's not an excuse. Look at the signs. It's LeBron with an incredibly great plus minus, and no one else has anything like that. Everybody else is in the negatives. How can you compete? Trust me, I've used the LeBron James excuse plenty of times. But now
said
he's
it takes
a
one to know one.
Hey, listen, he's a Laker now. I have to put the most unbiased eyes on this man. And unbiasedly, this team is built pretty fair for him and AD to take over. Like, you got to think about how the team is built. They have plenty of help for how they're going to play, and that's play through LeBron, play through AD. We have guys that have shown they can knock down shots and should knock down shots. If they don't, that's a disappointment. But that's just how the team is constructed. This team is the number one team in the West for a reason. It's plenty of help. This isn't LeBron in 2018 leading the Cavaliers to the fucking finals. It's not. We are way better than that team. Our guys are actually competing. Our guys can play. We have bigs. The guards is kind of lacking in the guards. But when LeBron's your starting point guard, who the fuck cares about your guards? You have LeBron. Yeah. So, no, I don't think that we should use this excuse as the Lakers don't have help. So? No, we can just say the Lakers didn't show up to play. We just got beat.
Carl Kuzma?
Yeah, I feel like people forget, like, teams can just flat out lose. Like, no one has
nigga,
to be blamed.
Look at the Bucks.
Yeah, like, people can just get flat out outbeat. Like, no one has to be at blame. Like, no one, like, sometimes teams can just be flat out beat. Like, that. I think that's what happened to the Thunder. They just got flat out beat. I don't, like, they got outplayed. We'll get into that a little later. But the Lakers, I don't like if you look at their lineup. Okay, after LeBron and AD, there's a huge drop off. But when you look at how their team is constructed, it's perfectly constructed to take advantage of LeBron's playmaking ability. It's perfectly constructed to take advantage of the LeBron and AD pick and roll. It provides spacing when AD wants to ISO in the mid range because everyone can shoot most of the time.
Depending
on the lineup. So it's not like the Lakers have a bad team. They have a great team. And this like narrative that they just don't have the pieces around LeBron because it's like heavily relying on LeBron. Yeah, because that's their system. That doesn't mean they're a trash team. That's just my
what team has LeBron played on since fucking AAU when he was 12 that didn't heavily rely on him? Like
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like every team LeBron plays for, he's the system. Like going to Miami showed you like they had to adjust to him being the system for it to work. The first year, they didn't realize, oh, that nigga's the system. We're trying to say and run plays, and we're trying to draw shit up, and we're trying to run this Coach Spo cycle. But no, number six is the system. Work around it. And the better players you have that can work around that, like your Dwayne Wade's, your Kyrie's, and your AD's, the better your team. But when you don't have players, now there has been instances where LeBron didn't, he honestly didn't have help. We've seen it.
Yeah.
But because LeBron has been put in so many situations where he didn't have help, it's so easy to be like, well, nigga, it's just another year of LeBron not having help. Like, we just came off 4 years where, let's be honest, 2.5 of them LeBron ain't have help. Like, 2015, Kyrie goes, Kevin Love goes down. In the playoffs.
Yeah.
Kevin Love goes down, Kyrie goes down, LeBron and fucking Dela Vadova's headline the goddamn Cavaliers. Like, yeah. Like, honestly, there's been instances where he didn't have help. 2018, no one thought, they traded half the team on the trade deadline day. No one thought this team was going to do anything. He pulls them through the East, has like 5 games where he hits game-winning shots or go-ahead shots, does it all. He had no help. JR was the second best player. Like, yes, those moments existed. Those situations existed. This is not one of those moments. Yeah, these are not one of those teams.
Yeah.
And Colin Cowherd's a fucking idiot. And it's so many idiots on Fox.
Anymore, bro.
They're not, bro. I literally tried to listen to Skip and Shannon when fucking I don't know why I even try, bro. Like, I don't know why I try anymore.
Like I really try to listen to Skip, but bro, Skip was talking about Luka.
Skip was talking about Luka, and the conversation was the comparison between Luka and Larry Bird. And Shannon and Chris Broussard, who, by the way, Chris Broussard, I fuck with Chris Broussard hard. Chris Broussard,
yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, Chris I like Broussard, Chris Broussard.
They both laid down. They laid down everything, talking about how the comparisons between Luka and Larry Bird about the toughness, the stigma of being a white player in a black man's game, and actually one up in a lot of the best black players. Like, they brought up the shit, yes, the Justin shit that compares him, the shit that compares him to Larry
That's
Bird.
Blasphemy.
Do you know what this man Skip says to rebuttal that? Oh, look at the free throw. No, not even he don't got the clutch gene. How can you compare him to Larry Bird when he shoots nothing like Bird? I'm like, bro, that has not, like, no one
that
is saying.
That's not the argument.
Thank you. Like, that's not what we're arguing. We're arguing the comparison, like, all the comparable.
They argue like casuals. It's kind of sad.
Like he pulls up like something so left wing to try to seem right, but it makes no sense. Like, okay, no one is saying Luka Doncic is the next version of Larry Bird because he shoots like Bird. No, yeah. You say it because he's tough, because like he's more athletic than he looks.
Yeah.
How he carries himself as a professional at such a young age. Like, people forget Magic won his rookie year. Larry Bird was, I think, didn't Bird win the year after that? Like, didn't they go back and forth? Like,
as soon as Bird and Magic came into the league, it was a straight.
They're
finals
winning championships. Yeah.
Teams.
Yeah, in the '80s, it was literally the Lakers and Celtics show in the '80s with finals. So that's what you compare. But watching Skip, he's just like, oh, Luka shoots like LeBron from the free throws. And I'm like, there it is. You just have to hate. I forgot who said it to me on Twitter. I wish I had your ad. I would look at it, but it's
this man
flooded.
Has a blunt in his
but
hand.
No, I was about to start rolling up. It's not a blunt. Stop it, man.
Yeah, we talked about this pre-production.
We talked about this, man.
We good.
But somebody said he has to plant the seeds of hate early for Luka so we can expect it later on down the road. I was like, you're fucking right. That's exactly what it is. Just like with LeBron, you got to plant the seeds of hate early so they're used to it. He's just
there's a bunch of there's just a lot of thing with the media where they're planting shit for years down the line so they can build up the reputation of being the hater. Like Colin Cowherd, he's building up that reputation of being a Bam Adebayo hater. Like he's planted that seed because last year there was a clip of him like not even knowing who Bam Adebayo was, and then last week he went on the Herd and literally said he averaged like 10 points and 8 rebounds. And that was it when he averaged like 16, 10, and 5. So,
who hates Bam Adebayo?
Apparently, Colin Cowherd.
Think about it. If everyone universally loves this guy, you'll get clicks for hating on him. Let's think about that. You'll get clicks for hating on somebody like that. Because who,
and Skip was doing,
like you said,
he was doing it with Dame. He was doing it with Dame when he was on fire.
He was doing it with Russ when people still love Russ. He was the biggest advocate.
Any player that has a polarizing fan base, I get. But Bam Adebayo, like, why? I mean, have no reason to
he's
hate.
Buying stock. He's buying stock in that fan base, bro. Once Giannis comes, you know what I'm saying?
I think he's going to Dallas. I don't know why. I think he's going to
You
Dallas.
Think he's going to Dallas?
Yeah.
All right.
I think he wants to go to the West.
The next topic we got. Let's bring this
Make the
up.
West harder than it actually is.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about 2K21. So 2K21 comes out tomorrow. And I literally forgot about this like 4 days ago. I tweeted it out. I'm like, yo, this shit comes out in 3 days and I don't give a shit about it, which is crazy. Maybe they have to implement that.
What's it going to look like? It's a copy
of
paste.
Maybe they got to implement that 2K Battle Pass Justin was talking about. in episode 3.
They might as well. They introduced it to the game.
2K Battle Pass.
Yeah, someone's knocking on my door, but I'm back.
All right.
You know who else has a Battle Pass?
Fall Guys.
Just saying. Guess who's popping off right now? Fall Guys.
I'm pretty sure Fall Guys is not popping off because of the fact they have a fucking Battle Pass, Justin. I'm positive.
No, it's because it's free and they have a Battle Pass. Actually, wait, no.
I mean,
their Battle Pass is free too, so never mind. But you get what I'm saying.
Any multiplayer game that's fun and free is going to pop off. That's not how many games that are fun and free. Don't
I think
pop
it's only.
Off?
I think it's only free on PlayStation, but I could be wrong.
I wouldn't know because I have an Xbox.
For it's like 30. I think it's like $30 on Steam.
Well, I don't have it. I only have Xbox, so I can't even play Fall Guys. So must be nice.
You probably it's on.
Nope.
It's not on Xbox.
Nope.
Didn't know that.
Xbox.
PS4 fine. Always ends up having the best exclusive, man, but let's not talk about that.
It's not an exclusive because it's on Steam, but it's whatever.
It's a console
exclusive. I'm well, compared to console, Xbox. So I can care less.
Yeah,
head ass. This man, Wordy flexing that booty on Nono's money again.
This nigga, Wordy waited three. This nigga waited 3 years to finally get a goddamn console and then gets the wrong fucking one. That's crazy.
I got both. I still got both.
All right, so what's the plan for 2K? What's the plan for 2K for y'all?
Not copying.
I'm copying next gen.
I might cop when it's like, what's it called? Black Friday. I might cop it then.
Why would you? Okay. Are you getting the new? Are you getting the next gen?
Are you copping that shit right now? Are you dumb?
I'm saying,
are you copping that shit right now?
Are you getting the next gen consoles, Wordu?
No. Oh yes. Well, I can get it. I'm getting both.
You're getting
both next gen.
You're getting a PS5 and the new Xbox.
Why?
Booty on No-Nos is paying like that, nigga?
I mean, yeah.
He said, I mean, yeah.
Hey, you got it.
Crazy. Like now, deadass, you're buying both consoles?
Yeah.
Why?
So you're dropping a bean on both consoles.
Do you buy every game twice, too?
Yeah. Huh?
You're just stupid.
You're saying this like it's normal. What?
Nah,
it's like, yeah,
nah,
y'all don't.
I know it's not normal, and that's part of the reason why current gen is gonna suffer so much because I understand how expensive next gen is. So
you're gonna buy everything twice because it's so expensive.
I get that for everybody else. I get that.
For everybody else. Oh,
this man pretending he's Bill Gates over here.
I get it for the outsiders looking in.
For the outside looking
nigga,
in.
I must get outside looking in. Fuck that. Nigga said I'm buying both off. First day one, I'm buying both. Nah, I might buy one, you know, one this year, buy the other one next year when the price drops a little bit. Nah, I'm buying both of them bitches off rip.
I might get the PS5 first, and then I might get the Xbox a little bit later because I want to see if there's going to be any, like faulty issues.
That's
with it, just to see. Because it is a next-gen console, so I might wait like a month or so for the Xbox. But I'm copping the PS5 off rip for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a PS5 when it comes out. Hopefully, it's not too hard. But
pause.
Yeah, what? Pause. What are you talking about?
No, to cop a PS5. Relax.
Niggas just start saying pause.
Just 700. 700.
Like it's not too expensive. You mean?
No, like it's gonna sold out real fast, and you're gonna have to know. Cause I heard Agent say it on one of his videos when the PS4 came out. He had to know people to get the PS4, cause it sold out real fast.
I bought like mine like a month after it came out, no problem.
Yeah, same get it, like, the day of.
I think he was trying to get it the week of. And we back. All right.
Yes, sir.
So let me just go over it. Who's buying 2K?
No. Raise your hand if you're nobody.
I'm buying next gen copy, bro. Buying next gen.
So you're not waiting. Yeah, you're not buying the $100 copy to get a free next gen.
Well, you told me you said something about that, and I was debating it, but it's
that's
like
a thing.
If I do that, I'm still gonna have to drop like $60-$70 for fucking VC to upgrade my character on next gen because I'm pretty sure your character is not carrying over 2K's money.
I think what people said is that if you get the $100 2K version, you get the next gen version. Like let's say you buy it, you have a PS4, you get the PS5 version for free, and you get I believe 100K VC, and like if you play my team, your my team will carry over. But I think they said my career doesn't carry over.
Why? First of all, I don't know who they think they talking to, but
what's
I've been playing 2K since 14. And let me tell you, I don't know what the fuck you think you're about to go do with 100K VC on a fucking my player, but that's not doing shit but getting me to like a 75 or 80. I want to be maxed out, so I'm still going to have to buy more VC.
Yeah, that's dumb. Yeah.
So y'all waiting?
But I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm still, I don't know. It depends. I'm going to have to see more about it.
But dumb, I know you're more of a my part guy, right? Like a my player guy, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we're getting different my part. Are we getting different my parts?
I'm not paying 60 bucks for a new my part, bro. Hell no. I might.
Yeah, the current gen, that's all it is. All it is, you're basically paying $60. For the people that bought the $60 current gen version like idiots, you basically paid them $60 for a roster update and a reskin of the 2K18 neighborhood, court-wise. Yeah.
So and that's usually a joke in the 2K community, but it's really what it is this year.
And motherfuckers. And it's funny because a lot of YouTubers, I want to say Agent was one of them. I know Reese is another one because I watch a certain amount of 2K guys because, you know, I like to stay to my roots. A lot of them are trying to sell this false hope like, oh, you know, it's only current gen, you know. I'm actually kind of excited. I just want the new park. 2 weeks later, they're about to go back on their usual tirade of how trash 2K is and how they don't fucking care about their game because it's the same exact game with a new shot meter. That seems worse from what I've seen. So
they gotta make their money, man. They gotta make that content. You know, it's a cycle. Hype up the 2K. It's like 3-4 videos right there. Like the videos when it comes out.
But
shit on 2K, and then. That,
but when is the cycle going to break and we can actually get it? Like, when they break the cycle, that's when we can get a fucking good game. Once they actually be honest and be like, look, to be honest, to my fucking 100,000 fucking subscribers, to my millions, however many I got, don't buy this shit. Don't buy 2K. Let's boycott playing this shit and force them to fucking fix it. Like, this shit is, I don't know.
But honestly, that's tough. That's tough when you're getting like packages from 2K themselves. Like I saw Pretty Lowest Paint got a package from 2K. You're not just gonna receive a package from 2K and then talk shit like the day after. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying you gotta go ahead. First of all, you gotta cut that deal. I mean, well, you know what? Let me not say cut that deal because listen, that's your pockets. You know, you getting your money. Yeah. I ain't gonna tell nobody how to manage their money, anything like that. But to these creators who don't need 2K to pay their bills or whatever, like if you have a pretty massive fan base. And you don't really need 2K, you should be, and you so-called want the game just to be a great game. If it's about the game to you and not about the YouTube side, boycott the game. So the game will be better. So we have a better product. It's getting tiring every single year in, year out, going through the same fucking roller coaster of, oh, it's hype. It's a new game. What are we going to be able to do? Okay. We got the game. Here we go. Oh no. Everyone has the same build. Game is trash. Everyone doing the same fucking two dribble moves. Oh, new game, new builds. Uh-oh, here we go again. And we back. Same meta.
And we back.
Two fucking builds. And
they gotta fire the creative team, bro. The creative team.
The whole team?
Fire the whole squad. Yeah,
fire the whole team. Y'all want change, right?
Defund 2K.
Defund the 2K community.
Y'all want real change or what?
He wants to.
Y'all niggas want real change?
He wants to abolish
Dom, do you want real change from 2K? Do you want real change?
Word,
dude,
I don't think it's that serious.
Is this what you're smoking, Word Dude?
Fire everybody. Word Hire dude, niggas that are innovative that and are serious, actually bro. Creative.
Word Dude, is this what you're smoking?
It
man?
Is.
Is you smoking this? Because I get it.
Then I'm tired of y'all niggas bitching about 2K. If y'all don't care about change, shut up, nigga. Y'all niggas don't really care about the game itself. If y'all don't want real change, change the whole creative team. Get people that actually care about the functionality of the game and the community itself. Change the people. It's not the game itself. It's the people.
I just want to see what they do with next gen. I don't want to shit on them too much because if I'm 2K and I'm like a developer for them, obviously I wouldn't spend too much time on current gen if next gen is coming out and this is going to be a massive improvement. So I get like when 2K14 came out for next gen, like 2K14 for like 360 and shit was literally 2K13. That's all.
Yeah,
that's very true. So,
I mean, I just want to see what they do first.
I feel you. I was about to say, I hope next gen for the new consoles, it does what 2K14 did, like 2K14 next gen did for 2K. Like it just elevated to like a new space. of fun and fucking excitement. But I just, at this point of playing 2K, I doubt it. I don't know. I just feel like them niggas is just going to hit you with a more sweaty version of the game we got now. I don't know.
That's all I'm really anticipating is more sweat. That's it.
Because I think I said this in a past episode before. Their problem with 2K14 was I think they started off that whole generation like too hard.
Not sponsored.
But
too hard.
Like the graphics are just too good out the gate. So that like when like 2K15, 16, 17 came out, there wasn't much to improve on.
You think they should, and if anything, they went backwards just so they can do better?
I think to a degree they should this year. Like I don't think they should go all out just so they can improve on it year in and year out. But
wouldn't you just want good graphics from the start?
I would. No. Like if they can nerf the graphics for next gen, but still improve from the previous gen. You know what I'm saying? So they have some headroom.
I think they should just do the best they can because
they have really to make it. It's graphics, a yearly, bro. But it's a yearly game. So they're gonna have
that's
to show.
They need to change. They need to change that. They need to stop being a yearly game. Them niggas need to just scrap making them sticks every year.
Copyright claim. Copyright claim from Justin Blake.
Wait, what happened?
What did you say that again? No, say that again.
Again, when you promote, when you pitched it, when you pitched it, okay, I understood what you were saying. I just said 2K wouldn't do it.
I said they wouldn't do it too.
But you weren't really. I agree with you. You're just saying your whole thing was they just need to do a battle pass, make the game free, give it a battle pass. I'm not saying do that per se. I would say drop a game. Let's not say 2K Universe because that's weird. 2K let's just call Universe. It.
Let's I just remember call it, brought that up.
Let's just call it NBA 2K. They just dropped NBA 2K.
I didn't say it had to be
you
called
pay,
2K Universe.
You
pay that name.
You pay $30 for NBA 2K.
That's what Dom does.
Is that not what I said?
No, oh it's my. Not. You said drop the game for free and give it a battle pass.
I think I said make it cheaper, but you only
no,
buy it once.
No, you said make it free. You literally said it earlier this pod that it needs to be free. You said make it free.
No, I said they need to do season updates instead of new game.
But still,
yeah, it was what Justin was saying was on the lines of let's just have a base game and update it.
He said update the game and keep
because that's basically
like Fortnite.
All they do.
Yes, you said do it like they do Fortnite. That was your example.
Yeah, do it like they do a lot of newer online games. It doesn't have to be exactly like them, but I'm saying this new... The only games that come out once every year, let's see, are any sports game, Call of Duty.
Which they need to stop doing. They need to stop dropping sports
games. And who are the two most hated on franchises that are either sports games or Call of Duty? And the game
Call of Duty has actually been doing pretty good.
The past they get a lot of hate.
But the thing with Call of Duty is
they have different developers.
Yeah, they have three different trademark Activision. Yeah, mm-hmm. Infinity War. So technically, it's like game studios. Infinity Ward. Is it? I forgot.
It's Ward with the D.
Infinity Ward, right? Yeah. So each one of those games. Each one of those game studios technically only releases a game every 3 years, so they have a bunch of time to release shit.
Yeah, more time. They do get lazy a lot with their stuff, and that happened a lot in like 2014, 2015, around then.
Yeah,
they were getting called out a lot for that shit.
Well, that was around the time they first implemented the change.
But even 2K, Call of Duty switched to that Battle Pass type thing with the Warzone. It's free. You pay for the battle.
But I think that's just Warzone.
Yeah,
it's just Warzone. But they're trying it. But they're at least trying it. Yeah.
I mean, but they've been doing battle passes since Black Ops 3, I want to say. They've been doing battle passes. So that's not new.
The last one I played is Black Ops 2. But still, the point is they make a new one every year. You still have to pay $60 plus battle pass.
For the game, and you just get the battle pass.
Plus whatever, plus skins, you know, shit like that.
Okay, well, how many seasons are there, like, at least for Fortnite, how many seasons are there every year?
Like I mean, four. Shit, no, like, I don't know.
Fucking fine, though.
It's been around for 3 years, they have.
It's around, like,
them
four,
niggas just
right?
Made
four
a whole,
yeah,
they just
four
made
five,
a chapter
probably.
Two.
So that's still, Battle Pass is still what, like, $10? So that's still, like, $50 a year.
Well, yeah, it's $10 But if you complete the battle pass, you can earn enough currency to get the next one free.
Which no one does because everybody ends up buying shit. Like
No, actually a lot of them do. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can buy, like, if you buy like skins and
That's the same for anything. Yeah. I mean,
and honestly, I'm okay with that. If you want people to spend money on skins and stuff that doesn't actually matter, who cares? It's shit like the fucking My Player VC type shit where you have to actually pay just to be good. That's bullshit.
Yeah. But you don't really have to pay to be good. It's just you have to pay to not waste your time grinding your player.
No, stop.
It's not pay to win.
I mean, both
that's really the definition of pay to.
No, I literally have friends who refuse to buy VC. It just takes them longer to grind their players.
Yes, so that means if you pay, you'll win.
You can still win without paying. You don't have to pay to win. It's possible.
You can't just pay and automatically win.
You have to be at least good at the game to do it. I think the VC will
if you have VC, that'll get you from like a 60 to a 94 overall much quicker than if you did it without. But I think once you reach that point, like you have to grind for all your extra badges, you either have to pay or play hours and hours
just to get there. Which is pretty much the definition of what a pay to win game is.
Not really.
Then what's a pay to win game if that's not?
You're paying for shit.
You still gotta play the game. You still gotta play the game.
Pay to win is literally in the title. You pay to win. It's not pay to fucking avoid grinding.
You sign in online $5 and I win this match. Like, no, that's not what pay to win is.
It's just faster to do it that way.
No, I'm saying there's games where you can buy a certain fucking gun that's way more OP than any gun in the game. Therefore, you're killing niggas way quicker than anybody can kill you because you paid for the fucking gun to win the fucking game. Pay to win. That's what pay to win is.
What game is that?
Me buying VC.
What game is that?
I want to say, what you about? Can't you fucking use currency to buy guns in Destiny 2? I want to say one of my coworkers was talking to me about that shit. They'll drop a gun and niggas could just buy the damn gun in Destiny 2.
But can you not also play a lot to earn it? Or do you have to buy it?
You have to buy it. There's certain guns you have to buy. You have to buy them in packs. You have to buy the guns. At least from what I was told. I don't play Destiny 2. I'm going off of what a Destiny 2 player told me.
Any game where you can pay and automatically makes you better at the game, that's
but it doesn't,
it doesn't make you better. Better.
It doesn't make you better. There's plenty of people that on day one of launch.
No, I mean instantaneously, you're better.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
You can be a 90 overall and be trash at the game.
Exactly. On day one.
No. I make you better. Not make you better. No, you're right.
If you're not good, you don't get an advantage. That's what me and B-Sells are saying. You can say
I'd much rather have a 84 overall that's good than like a 95 overall is trash.
That you don't know how to use.
If you were playing against B-Souls right now, he had a 70 overall. Are you playing against him with a 90 overall? Which one would you rather play?
If he had a 70 overall glass cannon.
That's literally the definition of pay to win.
Stop. If Bezos has a 70 overall post score on 2K19 and I have a 90 overall sharpshooter, he can still beat me.
Yes, he can. But the fact
that two different positions.
He didn't say what position they were. He just said a 70 overall and a 90 overall.
Bro,
I paid to get to 90.
You're literally just bullshitting this argument, so it's possible for you to be right. Yes.
Now you know what I go through, Justin.
I'm just saying there's a difference between pay to win and pay to avoid grinding, pay to avoid wasting time. Like, that's the fuck you're doing. Paying to not waste my time.
Paying to avoid grinding.
This is what I look like every week.
All I'm saying is, I've been playing 2K buying VC since they've introduced VC in 2K13.
Why do you buy it?
Because I don't want to waste my time grinding in my career. That's why I buy it.
Oh, no, you're right.
Exactly. I don't play my career. I play Park. Again, I don't play my career. Anybody that knows me knows I don't play my career.
So why don't you just play with your 70 overall then? Why does it matter?
In the park?
Yeah.
Because I don't have all my stats. You can buy boosts. The boosts only equal up to 5 of the attribute. They go towards 5. So if your shit's at a 65, but
why does it matter? If everyone else
day one has an 85 overall and they have the most they can have at the time, and I'm behind that. My player is going to be behind that. So why don't you just play better?
Yeah,
I'm just going to get outplayed.
Oh, why don't I just play better? Wait, you're going to get outplayed by
Justin? Do you play 2K? Do you play 2K?
I got 2K20 for free on PS.
That didn't answer my question. So no, you don't.
You got the game.
As of the last 2 months, I played it a few times. Yes.
As the last 2 months, you played a few times. Oh, mm-hmm. great. Okay. Well, coming from somebody that's played consistently, at least let's just talking for next
you don't need, year. You don't need to pay consistently to know what pay to win is.
You don't know what pay to win is. That's the problem.
Your definition is different, Dom. It's okay.
You're getting paid to win, Mr.
Your definition of bust
to
is
avoid
different.
Wasting time. It's where do you waited 3 years to fucking finally buy a contract?
A deflection argument.
You're
deflection
in his fucking
argument.
Situation. You're deflection. In the same boat as Justin.
More deflection.
I think having VC obviously helps you than not.
It does.
So I think to
but
a degree, there's pay to win.
That gives you an advantage.
Literally. If you,
but there's not like levels pay. That you unlock that you just can't have.
You just... VC doesn't unlock the ability to be fucking great at the game. It doesn't.
Yeah, but you're better with a higher level.
If you're good at the game, yeah. It's niggas that's trash with a fucking 95. That'd be trash with a fucking 85. That'd be trash with 75.
In Destiny...
If they're trash.
Shut the fuck up. Listen. In Destiny, if you buy that really nice gun, if you suck at the game, you're still not going to hit anyone, right? All right, next topic.
Yeah, that's tough. That ding, 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 ding.
Again, I don't play Destiny 2, so I don't know how the fucking guns work. I talk to a nigga that played Destiny 2. He says there's guns that drop. Niggas buy them. They're OP until everyone else buys them. There's just guns you have to buy.
You're probably more likely for you to win in Destiny. You're probably right, but it's still pay to win.
This nigga Dom just, acting like it's
I don't
PS2
even know how
where
we got
you
here.
Just enter cheat codes in, bro. Do you understand what Justin's saying?
Pay to win isn't
where
like
do okay Justin stop. Where do what is Justin saying? Because you just know what is Justin saying. Where do tell me.
I'm out of this.
You're a part of this podcast, bro. You're a part of this podcast. Participate.
What is pay to win,
participate. There's participation points, bro.
Come on. Your definition of pay to win.
Nuggets versus the Jazz?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Where's my fucking lighter? Niggas is weird.
This man was just saying exactly for no reason.
I think he just wanted Dom to be wrong. Just so
he is wrong. That nigga is wrong.
I mean, he is. In my opinion, he is, but you didn't even have any argument. You're just like, Dom's wrong.
Yeah, Dom.
I mean, I've said my argument a million times. There's no need to say it again. I don't want
to
sound like
a didn't hear you say anything about what pay to win is. You just sat there and dick rolled off with Justin and tried to seem right. All I'm saying.
Now, Wordy, what is your definition of pay to win?
Something that gives you an advantage. I literally said that a million times. It's something that gives you an advantage over others. When you buy VC off of 2K, it gives you an advantage over niggas that don't buy VC. And it makes it quicker to level up and potentially become better at the game. Period. Simple. Point blank. Don't try to fucking use strawman arguments for a simple point.
I'm just trying to get the argument. That's all. So how far can you buy your characters level up in 2K? 20, let's say 2K20. How far can you buy up to?
There is obviously a cap on your attributes, but you can still buy VC to get it at a certain point compared to others that
what's
do
that
not
point?
Buy VC, which gives you an advantage over the other person, which could technically make it a pay to win game.
Not really, but what? Okay.
All right, let's get back into real basketball. Let's get back into real basketball.
I've said my opinion, so I don't know.
No, that's cool. Couple series ended this week.
Series started. Two game sevens.
This nigga turned a simple topic into a 15-minute dissertation about why it should
dissertation.
Pay to win.
Oh my God.
I wrapped that shit up in 2 minutes, bro.
Next topic.
All right. So, the Jazz... Okay, let's talk about the series we were actually wrong on. We were pretty wrong on the Thunder Rocket series. I'm not going to lie. We were pretty wrong on that.
We?
Majority.
I was pretty close.
What'd you say?
I was wrong.
I said they were going to go up. Russ was going to come back. And he was going to fuck it up. And I was pretty close. After game six, I was...
Yeah, you were two possessions off.
Fuck it up.
After game six, I was this next podcast. And then, going to come through game seven. But I wasn't too far.
A little Dort three away.
I was literally debating on having like a pre-made video to come out when the game ended. Like I did with the Dame shit. But, yeah, it didn't plan out. I'm not going to lie.
Did you actually make it?
No, I didn't make it. Thank God. Would have been a waste of time. But yeah, the Rockets and the Thunder finished their series. The shit went to 7. Went down to the last possession, last second. And I don't even, like, a bunch of shit happened. So, is there any one of you guys have anything to say about the series?
Man, fuck them referees. Let's just get that out the way first. The officiating first fucking sucks. It just does. Officiating sucks half the time. Fuck Billy Donovan's goddamn decision to... If you're playing a team with no center... P.J. Tucker is the center.
Why the fuck isn't Steven Adams, like, underneath the fucking rim?
Bro, he's fronting
Why isn't he underneath the rim?
Like, that's the worst part. He's fronting Steven Adams to prevent anyone at the three-point line. Like, all you have to do is score 2. And these niggas make... coaching. He drew up the most difficult play, and then Shai. Oh, my God. Shai. Oh, Shai, you have such a bright future, but fuck, why do you play like you do? And Chris Paul, I feel so bad for Chris, because Chris fucked up. Fucked up, and it was, like, really, like, not highlighted because it was in the mix of a real crazy sequence. So it kind of got glossed over because it was so much crazy shit that happened. Yeah. You don't really think about it. But Chris really smoked a pretty open floater, in my opinion. Like, that was this... That's as good as a look you're going to get. He talked about it in the interview afterwards. Like, he blew the chance to go ahead. Like, he really did. So that fucking sucks. I was in this motherfucker screaming for the Thunder. I wanted the Thunder to win so bad.
I wanted the
bad.
Thunder. I'm not going to lie. Bro, I wanted to see the slander on Twitter. I'm being dead ass.
The massacre that James Harden and Westbrook... Westbrook already has a lot of slander, so it wasn't going to be... The amount of shit James Harden was going to get for getting outplayed by Lu Dort in game 7, the amount of shit they were going to get for not making it out of a first round, nigga.
Oh, man.
Did I black out?
No, you good.
Oh,
no,
you okay, good. Cool.
Did I black out? Just,
no, my shit just the cut out because the fucking phone's about to die. Yeah. But yeah, bro, that I was rooting for the Thunder. I'm glad it went to 7. Congrats to Chris Paul because he proved a lot of motherfuckers wrong. I've always had Chris Paul as a top 5 point guard in this league. He's been top 3 for the longest. Out of respect, I put him at like 4 and 5 for other guys. But now he's back at top 3 in my goddamn list. That is my point guard, bro. All respects to that man. That nigga took a team that...
He's above Dame?
Hell yeah, he's above Dame. To me, yes. Yes, he's above Dame.
Top 3. Wait, who's Dame. Obviously Curry's in there, but... Who's the rest?
I would say Curry. Like, usually my list would go Curry. Curry, CP3 is a 2 when I'm talking about top point guards. Curry, CP3. And then that 3 spot is always a toss-up. I'm different. I consider James Harden a point guard. So I put James Harden as the 3rd best point guard in the league. But everyone likes to get into specifics. How can he be a point guard when he's playing with Chris Paul and Westbrook?
If that's the case, you're going to have to put Luka too then.
That's what I'm saying.
True, because Luka's a point guard. Yeah. LeBron's a point guard. But
yeah, LeBron's a point guard.
For the most part, now this year, I would have to put Luka. I'm putting Luka above James Harden because it's Luka legend. So Luka would be 3. But
Luka was on that. No, Don was on that Luka wave from the jump, bro.
Hey, man, I just want my credit, man. 2017, Don was trying to tell people about Luka Doncic. I was trying to tell when he was 18, he was still overseas, and I was putting people on game. Like, bro, he's the truth. But hey, man, I just got an eye for talent. That's all it is.
Dead ass.
It is what it is. Yo, NBA, bro, if y'all giving Steve Nash a coaching job, please give your boy a scouting job for the damn Hornets.
If there's no white privilege involved,
man,
give it to Justin, man.
I just want to scout.
I just want to, yeah. Me no, what? The last minute of that Thunder game literally just went, like, it just disproved all the narratives.
I felt like it was so disappointing.
Yeah, because everyone wanted Russ to choke.
The fact that there was just no shot at the end, I think that was just what did it in for me. I was like, damn, I just waited 10 minutes, 3 reviews, 6 timeouts just to see nobody shoot the final shot.
Yeah, because the game was, the Thunder were down by 2. They tried the inbound. They couldn't get in 5 seconds. They called a timeout. And then
they reviewed for 15 minutes over the foul.
Yeah, yeah, and then they filed. I think James Harden filed someone. I think it might have been Chris Paul, and then Gallo.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, and then Gallo goes to the line.
Why does he get one shot?
Because it was an inbound. It was a foul.
Is that a rule
before the inbound? Yeah, yeah.
They were in the bonus.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
but yeah, shouldn't it be a one and one then?
No, they don't do one-on-ones.
That's a
NBA
college thing. Yeah, so the timeout happens, free throw happens, and then they call another inbounds stupid. Happen. And I don't even think they ran the play, but Billy Donovan...
They called a timeout.
Yeah, they called another timeout.
Because
yeah.
that play broke down because it was fucking retarded, because you can't draw up plays.
How do you have... My thing with Billy Donovan is, how do you have two timeouts and draw up shit?
Both plays, they
couldn't even get the ball in, and when they did, they turned it over.
If it was a bad play, I just don't. I saw, did you see on Twitter? There was like six people open, bro. There's some dude picking out. He had video. He's like, pass it here, pass it here, pass it here. I was. Like,
I mean, it's easy in hindsight.
But does that mean it's a bad play? Just because they didn't execute it, right?
Because the defense can read eyes. So if he's not looking over there, defense is not going to react to him looking to the player that's obviously open. I know what you're talking about. Dennis Schroeder was opening way in the corner, but can Shea make that pass? That's the question. Can Shea make the cross court pass?
I didn't see that. The one I saw was continue. I'm gonna think of his name.
But what you call it? I know Dennis. I keep wanting to say Dennis Smith Jr. Dennis Schroeder was open in the corner. Obviously, Adams could have cut, but Adams would have been a prime option. If he would have cut, but for some reason they had the non-3-point shooting fucking center flash to the 3-point line. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Benny Dawkins' head, but that shit was stupid. I don't know if the play broke down and he just decided, oh, I'm the big Kiwi, I'm gonna just run out here or what. But
yeah, because he had three timeouts to draw up that play. He called the first one, then they got the review, which is kind of a second timeout. And then they called another timeout, which is literally three timeouts.
You have three timeouts to draw up something good, bro. And you can even get the ball in. I don't know if that's on the inbound passer or Billy. I'm going to put it on Billy Donovan first before the inbound passer.
First of all, it's not all on Billy. It's 50-50 because Shea still, like I said, I don't think Shea should have been inbounding the ball, honestly, to keep it a buck. I think in that situation, you put the ball in the hands of a vet, which I don't know what vets they had available on the bench to be put in that situation, but I don't know, man. It's just, I would say let Chris Paul inbound and you give it to Steven Adams in the paint because there's no fucking center.
I wanted Chris Paul to have the last shot. That's what I wanted.
I wanted it too, but after he missed that floater, it's like, all right, maybe Lou Dort should take the shot because he's hot. It's the hot hand versus the story.
Yeah. I don't know. That last 30 seconds just literally went across all the narratives because Chris Paul up to like in the whole series was clutch as hell. Come down to the last minute, chokes. Westbrook been choking that fourth quarter, choked the last game, so people were expecting him to choke. And then he makes the steal on Steven Adams. James Harden was choking that whole game. He even said in the postgame interview he literally played like shit. And he went like, what was it, like 2-for-18 or some shit? And then he made the most clutch play of the game on the defensive end when everyone's been joking about his defense for years. Shout out to James Harden, by the way. He's a good defender now. I'll go that way.
Before that block, how trash his defense was. And
yeah, I'm going to say right now, he's a good defender. James Harden is a good defender. I'll go that far.
When he puts the effort in, yeah. But that was always my thing. I've said that for the longest when it came to his defense. He doesn't play defense because he doesn't put the effort in to play defense because he does so much offensively. But when you're playing like shit offensively, you got to put effort in somewhere else. You ain't fucking scoring. That's the difference between a nigga like him and Lou Will. Like, he's capable of playing defense. He just doesn't. Lou Will just can't play defense. I don't think. He's just little old.
He's a little boy.
Kiss you in the forehead.
That was a pretty disappointing. The ending was kind of disappointing. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, yeah, the ending was low-key disappointing, but I mean,
it was a classic NBA game. Another classic.
A bunch of timeouts, a bunch of reviews, and then nothing. That's how all the close games have been ending.
Yeah, unless you guys have anything to say more about the Thunder game. Y'all want to talk about the Jazz game?
We're gonna talk about
Donovan Mitchell for a minute.
That's tough. That's a tough. trade Rudy Gobert. I'm sorry. Are we even going in yet? My bad. I'm just going.
Just go in.
Do you want to open in? Because I feel like you want to talk shit to us about the Devin Booker shit.
No, not at all.
You were talking shit in the chat.
Where do you been calm this whole pod? What's good, bro? You good?
Yeah, I'm straight. I think just because of how well Mitchell did, because at that first half it was ass, and then like the way he came back and willed his team, I'd have to change my notion on Booker being better. I think Mitchell is definitely better, actually. I've seen the light. You know, I think Mitchell did a very, very good job in the second half of trying to keep his team in the game. Gobert is just fucking dog shit, and he's limited offensively. And I do think they need to trade him. And I don't know where or what team needs a Gobert. Maybe the Rockets, maybe?
No, man. They didn't just Robert Covington at the five to get Gobert back. That might not be.
Yeah, I think he needs to get traded ASAP.
I mean,
to where, I have no idea.
Nah, go ahead, my fault.
I was kind of looking forward to the Rockets losing so we could talk about what they need to do next season. But now we got to wait till next round for them to lose.
They're not going to lose.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, who wants to see, like, listen, when the Warriors did the small ball shit, they implemented that lineup into, like, they still had, like, a sort of traditional NBA lineup. Yes, it was smaller, but they still utilized their big. Like, Bogut was
big. Oh, yeah, the lineup of death was not, like, their usual starting lineup.
Yeah, but the problem with the Rockets is they just said, you know what? You see what they did? Let's just raise the bar. Fuck a center. P.J. Tucker and Covington, y'all ever play center? No? Y'all are our new centers. And it's like, bro, no one wants to see this. Like, it's like watching niggas play 2K. It's like nothing but threes. Literally, like, that's not enjoyable.
Covington watching and Tucker versus Dwight Howard and AD.
And it's like, on paper, when you see them, you're like, okay, this big should end up eating. And bigs barely eat. It has to be a very special big to eat. Like, you would expect a nigga like Steven Adams to be like, I'm going to finally take advantage of the fact that you put this nigga P.J. Tucker on me, and I might average 20 and break out. Nope, I'm still going to be Steven Adams. Like, no one takes advantage of the fact that Covington is their center on defense. Like, no one does that. And it's weird.
Because I think if you do, then that's kind of what the Rockets want. Because instead of running your usual offense, you're going to fucking slow down and take twos in the low post. Then, like, run your usual offense. Like, if I'm going up against, I don't even know, like, the Celtics.
Name a team. Any team, because every team still uses the center.
Let's just say the Celtics, right? And they're like, all right, we have Enes Kanter. He's a good low post big. Let's start him because fucking Robert Covington is their center. If I'm the Rockets, I would much rather face the Celtics when they're running their offense through Enes Kanter just because of that mismatch, than them playing their usual game and, like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown going off. So I think that's the reason why people don't take advantage of it like that.
I mean, I get that, and obviously the analytics, it will say that, you know, three is more than a two. If a team's taking twos and you're taking threes, you can live with that. But on the same notion, I would die on the hill of just being like, if it takes P.J. Tucker hitting 8 threes in the corner to beat us, well, goddamn it, it's going to take P.J. Tucker hitting 8 threes in the corner to beat us. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't get it. Some teams, they know how to play the Rockets. They know how to beat that small ball lineup. Other teams struggle with it. I'm just hoping the Lakers don't, because the last thing I need is us to go 7 games with this damn team. Like, I hope we just get through them. But I have a strong feeling we're not just going to get through them. Like, I feel like this is going 6-7 games. I hope not.
I feel like Russ and Harden aren't just going to let them get to, I feel like even if it is a shorter series, they're going to give them some
They're going to give us hell.
Man. That small ball lineup is going to give us hell, bro. Regular season thing, bro. This small ball lineup shit.
The niggas just got to the second round with it.
Bro, they fucking went to game 7 and it went down to the line, nigga. Are you serious?
They went to game 7 with a team that was like one game ahead of them. So the team
in their ball. Best team in the West. It's not the same. You're playing the Lakers, not the Thunder. AD's going to fucking eat in the paint.
He should.
Better be getting rebounds.
He should.
He should.
Out, so.
Why do you always doubt the Lakers? Why do I always doubt the Lakers?
No, I'm not even doubting the Lakers. I've just seen like AD take like have these games where he takes a bunch of middies.
That's what I'm saying. They should eat. But if okay, I'm just saying. I don't know if you watched as many Laker games as I have. I thought you watched more than me. But I've seen it plenty of times where it's like, okay, AD should eat this nigga, and he's out here playing like 07 Dirk at the fucking elbow. Like it's been times where it's like LeBron legit will just play passive. Shit, LeBron will play passive for three whole quarters and let AD play like 07 Dirk, and then LeBron just tries to turn back the clock in the fourth quarter. You can't do that with a team that takes just threes. That's my worry. Like, if they start hitting, all those shots are 50-50. So that's the scariness of playing the Rockets. You're playing a team that's taking 69 fucking 50-50 shots. Like, them niggas shoot 80 threes a game. That shit is scary.
That's crazy.
That is scary when you rely on, like, 50% of our offense is a big who half the time plays like a classic big. Like, Bezos just said you would much rather – that's playing in the Rockets game plan to have somebody in the low post taking all the shots because you're just taking threes. What the fuck you think we're going to do? You think AD's is going to be a stretch four? Like, no, he's going to play in the low post.
And Zion, drop 40. Zion at the five still cracks me up, bro.
Like, I'm just saying, like
– Werder looks so pissed. Hey, Werder, you good?
I'm good.
I'm just not biased and I'm not blind. I see shit for what it is, and I can see how the Rockets give a problem.
Logically, I can you would see think how. The Lakers, you said it yourself, you would think logically that AD would eat in the paint. So, yes, I'm saying that.
I mean, even
Lakers in five or six.
Who was that? 5-7?
At the most, six. They're not getting more than
six. All right, six I'm about to plug up this charger real quick. Give me 1 second.
No, you're good.
It's not going to fucking.
Wait, if we're pausing,
and we back. What's up, everybody? All right. I don't even know what we were talking about. Talking about the Jazz.
We were getting into the Jazz.
Yeah. So the Jazz series also went to seven. A lot of people saying arguably, it has an argument for the greatest series of all time, like up there with like the 09 Bulls versus Celtics shit. React, man. What y'all got to say about
that? React. Man, look, Jamal Murray, I've had a lot of Jamal slander in my day. You know, anybody that goes to my nigga Lonzo is always. Okay. But Jamal Murray is somebody I've never believed in. You know, I've always had my criticism of Jamal Murray. He proved me wrong in this series. You know, still don't trust him. You know, even Dame has great series. Still don't trust him. But I will say he has moved up my tier list. Like, I had him in one group of players for the longest. He's definitely in a better pool of players than I thought he would be. He's definitely in a different league than I previously had him before this series. He definitely left a good impression on me. Shout out to Jamal. You know, he must have wanted that neck real bad in the bubble. I'll tell you what, because that boy was balling like that was his finals. You want that guess. So shout out Jamal.
Oh man. For the rest of the 2 months he's there. That's a clutch guess, man. That's a Yeah.
Definitely a great way.
I fucking tweeted that shit out on Twitter. I was like
two the video I was, under the shit. I seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like two drinks in. I'm like, yo, I just checked out this Jamal Murray tape just to refresh my memory. Shit says all right. Oh. And then that tweet got like 3,000 likes. Oh man. But yeah, Jamal Murray. Respect to Jamal Murray. D Mitch. That dude dropped a fucking class. He was looking like 06 Wade out there, man. Up until like the last game. But even the last game, he had like that great third quarter that brought them back. He also needs a bunch of help. Like, dude has no spacing. And he's throwing his, like, people forget he's in his third year. He's just as young as Jason Tatum. And he's been tasked to carry the Utah offense his first 3 years, which is not an easy task, especially in the West and with that spacing. So, shout out to the Jazz. I don't know how they're going to improve from here, but it is what it is, man.
I don't think they are going to improve from here.
Yeah. Well, they're getting Bojan back next year. That should be good. Hopefully, Mike Conley's so fucking trash.
No, I hope Mike Conley comes out next year like he was in the bubble. Bubble Mike Conley was actually productive. Like, he actually helped them. Like, he wasn't as bad. Regular season, bubble Mike Conley's been better than regular season Mike Conley by far.
The last two, at least that game seven, Mike Conley was fucking cheeks. But
yeah, but before that, wasn't it like he had a game before that that he actually had like 27 or had like a career high in the playoffs?
Yeah, he had a good
game in the series. But he definitely was playing better, like just on the scale between when they first got him to him in the bubble. And that's what I'll judge him by, because obviously he's not the same Memphis Mike Conley, but I mean, that happens to some guys. Some guys leave the team where they were their whole careers, and it's just like the system benefit. You can see they benefited from playing a certain system, a certain type of way. Now you just adjust.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's one of those guys where it just took a year under his belt in a new system, and now he can find the ins and outs of how he fits in with that, or they make a move or two, and it just helps him or something like that. Honestly, I feel like Rudy Gobert is trash ass, like, is like his aura of just being on a team with him is like
he played good that game though.
I'm bro, like, I don't care what game. No one says. Rudy Gobert is terrible. Screw this nigga. He's like you know what you call it? What's the like not like Mike? Fuck, I said like Mike. I'm tripping. Space Jam. Kids don't do drugs. Space Jam. You know when the ball takes away niggas' powers to play basketball. That's where Rudy Gobert is for the fucking Jazz, because that nigga just sucks away all the talent from everybody else. That's what happened to Mike Conley. That's why he wasn't the same until the bubble, because Rudy Gobert's trash ass sucked up his talents, bro. Rudy is terrible. Trade that nigga. Werdu said you don't see who would take him. If Clint Capella can get traded, I'm pretty sure you can trade Rudy Gobert. I'm just saying. If someone took Clint Capella, somebody would take
Rudy Gobert is better. But side note, Brad Wanamaker just need the shit out of Kyle Lowry's balls. Oh my God, that shit hurt.
Oh, you know Lowry sold it.
Nah, he went straight up.
No, I'm talking about sold the fact that he got hit in the nuts. Because you know he likes to flop too. What you call it? Outside of James Harden and being in Chris Paul, Lowry's definitely up there in top five floppers in the league, bro.
Marcus Smart. There with Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Crazy. But,
I just don't know how the
Thunder improve from here.
Unless
they give like Lou Dort more minutes, but that kind of.
I say what? Because Robinson's off the books this year, right?
Yeah. I would honestly try to trade Chris Paul just because he has actual value now compared to going into the year. Because going into the year, everyone just looked at him as one of the worst contracts in the league. But now he's like what Dondra said, like you view him as the second best point guard in the league, which is a pretty
he's shown
big
he's still
jump.
That guy. Really
yeah, he's still that guy. He's still got talent. He's still got shit to give to teams. So I would trade him just for that fact. And you got Shai, you got Dennis Schroeder, who's not too old. You got Dort, you know, good piece. They good diamond in the rough that they found. So
I mean, if I'm Chris Paul, if I'm just saying this. I said no on the trade aspect just from the simple fact. I'm looking at it at the Thunder will go to Chris Paul and ask him, does he want to be traded before they trade him? You know, they'll put because obviously on that team, he's the alpha of that team. He's the leader. He's the number one guy. So you would go to him and be like, hey, look, man, like if you want to be on a if the situation is, hey, do you want us to try to find you a contending team? So like, because we know this is the twilight of your career. These are the last couple years. Then it's done. Do you want to contend or do you want to stay and try to help with our development? And if I'm Chris Paul, unless you're teaming up with Brown or unless you're teaming up with Giannis or you're teaming up with the guy or a like bona fide superstar, you should just stay in fucking OKC. Like that team. You would do something for those guys that they will always remember and be grateful for. Who knows who they'll turn out to be down the line? Like, who knows if Chris Paul staying on the Thunder will take Shai to top all-time level guy, or he's just a guy that's going to have a name the next 5 years and fizzle up. Like, stuff like that. Like, you could lay the seeds for the next generation of great players. Well, for the next generation of players, because this team is talented. Darius Bazley is a guy who, look, man, before the season, I was looking at him, like, all right, cool, but he can ball. Like Darius, they have, like you said, they have guys that can ball that are young.
Yeah, they got a good young core now. Like especially he's in the same situation.
Like low key, it's just like how Jimmy Butler is in the East with the Miami Heat. He's literally in that situation. With Jimmy, it's like okay, see if you can get someone here. But right now, this is home. This is like your attitude. Like you, your vibe is what the team will go by. So if you're working hard and you want to play hard, they're going to do the same, and we'll contend. That can easily be Chris Paul for the next 2-3 years, and who knows what they can do. If they can convince somebody to come play there, or they just get another couple steals or whatever, now they're just a deep team because they have picks. They definitely have assets. They can either trade somebody or they can find another player or two. Now they're a strong contender, and Chris Paul can still win.
Yeah.
Man, that Lau got dumb thinking. I see you.
This nigga here.
His thoughts are really flowing out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Radiating. I agree.
I second.
Chill.
Shannon Upchurch.
Damn. What do you think about the podcast, man?
By the end of this?
What do you think about the Thunder?
Thunder are really in a really good position. Again, Chris Paul exceeded my expectations as far as him as a player. I think if he really wants to win, I think he needs to really entertain the Miami Heat. If they do beat the Bucks, I think if you just add Chris Paul, not to say that Dragic isn't playing good. Dragic is actually playing really, really well. But if you add a Chris Paul to that team and Bam develops, Jimmy Butler's pretty much setting the tone for that team. Tyler Hero's going to develop too. That team is really, and it's going to be a veteran point guard that they can, another veteran along with Jimmy Butler. I think that team could really do damage, and they could potentially come out the East in the next maybe 2 or 3 years. If Chris Paul were to go to the Bucks, I think that it would have the same effect too, and maybe Giannis giving, you know, Budenholzer a second shot, or giving the Bucks a second shot at, you know, trying to get to the finals. If they get swept by the Heat, that's tough. But, you know.
Because
I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Y'all want to talk about that next?
I'm about to say,
It's only two games, and the last one was really 50-50 towards the end there.
That was a bullshit call. Again, these refs are ass. That was literally the refs.
That game.
People were saying, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't watch that whole game, but people were saying that call on Jimmy Butler on that last play was a makeup call for the Chris Middleton play or foul that happened the possession before.
I've heard a lot of that too. Yeah. Which doesn't change the fact that it was a terrible call.
Regardless. Either way, it could so easily just be a 1-1 series right now. We wouldn't even be talking about this. Just in that one instance right there.
I mean, if they lost game one pretty decisively.
Yeah, they.
And game two went down to the wire.
But hey, game one was a tough one. Game one was a tough one against the Magic too, and we saw how that ended up.
But this is different. Yeah. This is different.
This ain't the Magic. This is the good team.
Yeah.
Even with the Magic, that's still
concerning. They could just have one bad game and then just get back in the. I mean, their last game wasn't anything terrible.
I don't know, man. It's just, I just feel like at this point, when it comes to Giannis, are we too soon? Like, I hate it because I'm such a big Giannis fan, but it's just like, he always has these moments in the playoffs where it's like, are we pushing him too soon? And the answer to me is always no.
No.
But then at the same time, it's like, fuck, when is it going to happen? Dude, like, I think
Giannis is at this, like where LeBron was in 2010. I think he's at that stage.
You think so? You think this is right now?
Where people are like, he's expected to make the finals, but we know he has weaknesses in his game. And he has to go through the struggles and like find out the weakness so that like in the upcoming years he can learn from it and like just be unstoppable. I mean, we've already seen that with his 3-point shot. His 3-point shot is much better than what it was like 2 years, even last year. So he's getting there, but it's just at this point, he still doesn't have that. Like in the half court, he turns into a center, like a traditional center, if I'm being honest. Unless you give the ball like at the top of the key and he starts at the half court line so he can go downhill. So, and his playmaking ability, like he's averaging five, six assists, which is good, but it's still not reliable. It's still not like on Chris Paul, like Luka, Trey levels, yeah. Which I don't expect to ever be. But if you're gonna be the playmaker of that team, if the ball is gonna be in your hands a lot, it should be at least seven, or at least show the ability to make the right reads at the right time, not just like fucking throw the ball away when you get hit with a wall. So,
I mean, but who says Giannis's path needs to be like how LeBron's was? Because what I was thinking is, look at how Jordan's path was. Jordan had a tough time making that break until the Bulls got that second guy, which, let's be honest, I don't think Chris Middleton is a number two guy. I think he's a three. So I still think you need a two. So let's say the Bucks actually get a bona fide two, whether that's Bradley Beal or a player like that who will be a good number two with Giannis. And Giannis just needs to, like you said, figure out the holes in his game. But he doesn't need to, like for LeBron, LeBron had to leave to go figure out what being a winner was like. Like he had to leave where he was at because the team wasn't competent enough to put an actual contender around him. But the Bucks that's a lot different than the Cavs. The Bucks actually put a solid cast around him. It's just you run the tough breaks and shit doesn't mesh out sometimes. That's true, but
are we just saying that now?
Teams,
are we just saying that now? Because I feel like in 2010 when LeBron had that squad, I'm pretty sure most people viewed that team as a good team. And then now, like, years down the line, they're like, he was playing with Delonte West and Mo Williams. But at that time, that was a pretty good team built around LeBron James' strength and compared to the whole league.
I mean, but you have to think about how teams were constructed back then. Back then, yes, that team was a legit team, but every other team was sort of built like that outside of the Celtics and the Lakers.
But can't you say the same thing about the Bucks?
And the Spurs, honestly.
Can't you say the same thing about the Bucks?
Does every team have a 1-2 guy? Not really. Every team doesn't have that 1-2 guy. Every contending team has at least two guys.
Yeah.
The Bucks are trying to make Middleton that 2. He's still an all-star. Every good team this era has two all-stars. That wasn't the case with every good team back then, though.
I'm just saying it's similar in the sense that, like, when you look at the names on the roster, like, we can look back in 5 years and be like, like, Giannis was just playing like Chris Middleton and fucking Eric Bledsoe and like a bunch of scrubs. But right now, we know how good they are and how they're well built.
I'm saying that about Eric Bledsoe. I don't believe in Bledsoe. I do think he needs to fucking go. But I've never believed in Bledsoe. So yeah. I get that. But Middleton, he was a legit all-star for the East. Like, looking at who LeBron played with, did he ever play with another all-star in Cleveland?
It was Mo Williams.
But did he deserve the All-Star, though? Or was it a Kyle Korver All-Star? He was a Kyle Korver
All-Star.
Yeah,
I think it was a Kyle Korver.
Yeah. So, yeah, just because that was a season, didn't they have, like, 60 wins? So, by default, if a team has 60 wins, at least two All-Stars on that team. And they picked Mo Williams. That's the thing about it. Like, they picked Mo Williams just because they had to have a number two, and there was no other guy. So, they picked Mo Williams. With Middleton had a good case to be an All-Star. Like, he put up legit numbers. He's a legit all-star on the East. Mo Williams isn't. So I mean to me that's the difference, but I can definitely see what you're talking about. I get what you're trying to say. But I mean the Bucks, all I'm trying to say is he can easily go through like a Jordan career path where it's just he figures it out mentally. He starts taking three or four threes a game and actually hitting two of them and his free throw numbers go up and they find a number two and now he's in the go conversation. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a lot of people think, like we were insinuating he's leaving or something like that. Like, it doesn't have to be, he leaves Milwaukee and be like LeBron.
I'm just saying Giannis is in that stage where he's going through the growing pains. Like Jordan went through with the Detroit Pistons.
You can see it. You can see it.
Yeah, you can see it like visibly when Giannis was fucking sitting on the whatchamacallit. Y'all saw that, when the side court, he was just sitting there and looking sad and shit.
And they called the bullshit call, which wasn't a foul.
Yeah, you can just see it. Like, Jordan was going through that with the Bad Boy Pistons. LeBron was going through that with The Boston Celtics. Kobe, he went through it with the 04 Pistons.
I was seeing with Luka too. That man, Luka Doncic, was given everything he had, and he looked, man, he looked defeated at half, and he still kept going. That dude, shout out
Luka
Doncic.
Luka's crazy. Oh, Luka's special, bro. Luka is special, bro. And that's
That's crazy.
That's insane. Yeah. You know what's more ridiculous? The fact that I don't growing up, when you looked at what the NBA was and the top players in the NBA. It's just amazing to me how legit at least half, it seems like at least half of like the good players in the league happen to be foreign players now. Like that just, that's crazy. That just shows like the difference in like skill versus how it was athleticism back in the day. Like back in the day, it was just about being a great athlete and jumping and shit like that and being big. Now it's actual skill. So a lot of foreign guys are just putting on. And you have a guy like Giannis, Jokic, Luka, who are just going to do nothing but open doors for more guys down the line. Yeah, it's just crazy.
It's just crazy, man. EuroLeague is, Europe's on the rise. NCAA is in real trouble. I'm being dead ass. Because NCAA was like the default for all NBA talent. But that's not the case anymore. Like LaMelo is from overseas. Anthony Edwards is not from overseas. Well, he was playing. He's definitely not from overseas. Let me tell you.
Wait. But, when he gets drafted, are they going to see he's a European player? Like they're going to pretend he's like.
Nah,
I think the way he developed, maybe.
I think they didn't do that with Emmanuel Mudiay.
Is he going to be on the U.S. team or the world team?
He developed. He's from the U.S. He'll be on the U.S. team.
Yeah, he'll be USA.
Will he? Okay.
Yeah,
there's
I think they should put him on the world team.
I mean, there's just a big fuck you. The world team. There's players that play on the world team that played in the NCAA. Like, they went to college, like D1 school.
Yeah, fair. Oh, true. So, yeah, it's just based on your
It's where you're from.
Like where you grow. Yeah, where you grew up. So.
I don't care. Man, put him on the world team.
Y'all got anything else to talk about today?
What's the next topic
y'all want to? That's pretty much it.
Wrap it up.
That's all on the basketball front. Is anything music wise? Anybody? Shout out Big Sean. No, he dropping.
Shout out Big Sean.
6ix9ine is dropping his album, Tattletales. Dropping 6ix9ine. Midnight.
Man, you haven't said anything in 45 minutes, and that's the first shit you said.
That's the most energetic you've been the past 2 hours. You want to talk about Tekashi Wardu?
6ix9ine this. We've talked about him on at least 50%.
Oh, he mellowed down.
That was all his energy.
Man, mailed it in this episode.
Lil Durk's dropping a song at an album.
Lil Durk, yeah, he's a new album too.
I thought he was gonna drop the same day as 6ix9ine. Yeah. Damn, he backed down. Damn, he backed down from the challenge. He didn't want to see the numbers.
I saw he something think he that said
6ix9ine.
Because he knows 6ix9ine's gonna at least sell at the very least 250k, like out the gate.
Plus, he's already got numbers from all those singles that just get. Are you sure? It, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just because of what he's released so far, he's gonna get at least 200k.
Didn't the Future album go gold before he even dropped it because of Life is Good? I saw something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Probably. It was gold just because Life is Good. Yeah. That's crazy.
What would be even more crazy if 6ix9ine really drops his album and he actually has like two or three more actual hits on it, then we might be having a different conversation. Like, okay, this nigga really might be on or something. His wave might last.
Dummy Boy wasn't even that bad, too. Dummy Boy wasn't actually.
It wasn't. 6ix9ine, actually, listen, his music, if that's what you're into, is not bad. It's just...
He has an agent, he's killing it.
Yeah, it's just, I want him to get away from trolling and probably just get...
He's going all in on trolling. You follow him on Instagram?
I don't be on Instagram.
He's stepping into the trolling. He's embracing it. He's not getting away from that.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a video of him
whipping his dirty diaper. He was wearing a diaper.
That was disgusting. Like, I don't know what the fuck was going on in that video.
You know what he was doing? He was recreating a video from back in the day when Lil Reese got into a fight and nigga beat his ass and he shit on himself on the video.
Oh. That's what he was.
He was recreating that.
I was so confused.
I was just confused. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
A lot of people don't know because a lot of people haven't seen the video. If y'all go watch that shit, honestly, it's pretty fucking hilarious. But yeah, Reese was getting fucked up and he shit on himself. So he was recreating that.
We said this before, dude.
Instagram is a bunch of weird. Like, if Instagram is your main app, I can't trust you. I can't trust you.
Telling you, bro.
Twitter wall.
Yeah. Like, Twitter, if Twitter's your main cool, like, even TikTok, like, Twitter, if TikTok's your main cool, but Instagram's
trying to be like TikTok with this Reels shit that no one even uses.
Where do you use it? I've seen you repost it on your story.
Reels? I'm talking about
Reels. Yeah, what is Reels?
I'm talking about Reels. It's literally that? TikTok on Instagram. That's you just go to the Explore page.
I'm just sharing.
I don't even use my Explore page. I just go on, like everyone's pictures so they feel good about themselves and get off. That's all I use.
I don't even go on Instagram. Like, I have to want to go on Instagram to go on Instagram.
Instagram is turning into, like, what Facebook is, which is because they're a Facebook company. Man. But, like, it is coming into that. It's just, like, your personal friends are on there, cool, but
that's tough.
Oh, let me tell you this. If Facebook's your main app, I definitely can't trust you. You are
Facebook.
If you got some low life standards, if Facebook is still your main, like, I've ran into people I work with. Like, I've ran into people I
was
work
it 2011,
with.
Bro?
Nigga, there's people out here.
You'd be surprised how many people still use Facebook. Like, I thought it was dying off at one point. Nigga, yeah.
I did too. I'm surprised by how many people my age group still use Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you got Facebook?
But there's a certain type that use Facebook, right? Sadly, you can just tell.
I'm like, nigga, you on Facebook? You know who everybody is. I'm like, who the fuck is everybody?
Like, in my mid-30s.
Everybody has a Facebook. Not everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody
Facebook.
Has a.
No, but the people are like,
grade. Like, bro,
yeah, but
on,
the people
like,
our age that are still active on Facebook, like, there's a certain type of people.
It says something. About
you tell, yeah. You
yeah, that's what I'm like. I don't. That's why I'm like. I can't
retarded,
trust. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't
why
trust.
No. No. Word is views does not reflect me.
Nah, bro.
You have TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and fucking Twitter, and you're on Facebook. You're retarded.
Oh shit.
Honestly, if Facebook is your main app, I believe you got an air mattress. Like, I don't trust you.
Oh my god.
I can't trust you. Like, your main mattress is an air mattress because you fucking use Facebook mattress. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Main mattress, like he's got multiple mattresses.
Like, you got a mattress, but you don't got no box frame or nothing like to put it on. You don't want the mattress to be on.
It's on the floor.
So you like either floor mattress or air mattress.
Instead
I'm just an air
mattress,
you know.
And not even a mattress, an air mattress.
Your main is an air mattress, bro. If your main is Facebook, your main should basically be an air mattress.
That's
your
tough.
Air mattress.
That's
like,
tough.
That's tough.
Yeah. So fuck Facebook, fuck Instagram. Stay on Twitter, stay on YouTube. That's
Twitter, what Twitter, everything's on Twitter and YouTube. All you really need is Twitter and YouTube.
And stay on Snapchat to get PG-13, you know?
I still use Instagram.
Hey,
where
do you
I just don't use it for any like anything I would use Twitter for. It's really just for your friends.
Like, you know how on the iPhone they give you your like daily report or whatever? Like, no one really checks it, but you can check.
Oh, like the weekly, like how much?
Yeah, I'll check it.
I'll get a notification
like
once
Instagram,
every once in a while.
About, Instagram is like 10, 12 minutes per day. But like YouTube's like 3 hours.
You know another thing? I don't use their stories. Never.
Stories?
I never Instagram? Look at them. There's like three or four people I'll look at them, and then I can't. I don't look at anyone else's unless I'm really bored.
Instagram puts like the same. Really. Instagram puts like the same 12 people up on my shit on Instagram, so it's like,
yeah.
I don't really. I feel like Instagram basically goes off of
like I already know what the fuck you're doing. I don't need to see your story.
Like fact, like and something I noticed: a lot of people just post their fucking Snapchat stories on Instagram. It's like you niggas,
yeah.
Weird. Like
yeah, it's either
your
Snap story that you're posting on IG story. You're either posting a tweet. Like if you run like a fan account or whatever, you most of the time you're posting tweets from Twitter, and now people are posting TikToks. It's nothing original on Instagram.
I feel like most of my stories are like white girl activism stuff, like
that
empowerment stuff. And I'm like, I mean, I respect it, but I don't want to waste my time looking at it.
That shows what y'all
time for me.
My timeline is full of SoundCloud rappers, basketball posts, TikToks,
basketball posts,
and OnlyFans.
Basketball
nigga?
Posts on their Instagram story.
Come at the Z fan pages.
Come at the Z fan pages. Nah, bro. Instagram is just a hub to promote everything else.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But yeah, I guess that's our closing topic. Fuck IG, fuck Facebook.
If Snapchat's your main app, you're
you a hoe.
It's something about you.
You selling something.
Yeah,
it's something either really news or nug.
Yeah. Hey, yo, where do you like my story on Snapchat?
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. We're gonna react.
Oh yeah! Hold on! Hold on! Oh. Nigga, hold on! rest in peace, Black Panther. What are y'all doing, my nigga?
We did that last episode.
We didn't do that. I'm not spinning. We said it.
No, I don't think we did. Did we?
Yes, we did.
Dude. Yeah, we did. Where were we? Y'all,
yeah, we were.
All right, but still, rest in peace, nigga. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Still. You know what I'm saying? Nothing changes. Balls, yeah. Man,
that shit threw me off guard. Everybody dying,
man. I didn't realize he had that shit the entire time. Like, he was just doing everything with it. I didn't know that.
Shout out to The Rock.
Weren't they making a second movie too?
Oh yeah, no? Shout out to The Rock. Hope he's doing okay. Him and his family. Oh, yeah. They tested positive for COVID.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm pretty sure they've been had it. Like they said, the whole family's at like the end of like going through it. Mm-hmm. But
he'll be fine. He's a big boy.
Shout out to Neymar.
He's a big boy.
He has COVID.
He's The Rock.
Neymar.
Yeah, 2020 can't take The Rock.
Yeah, apparently Messi's leaving.
That might do something to me. Actually, The Rock.
Yeah.
Let's not put that out into the world. That's literally my childhood. Kobe and The Rock is my childhood.
Like you might have to check your Jamacha calculator, bro.
Chill out.
Yo,
because you can't take Kobe and The Rock, bro. You take Kobe and The Rock, the child in me, like my 8-year-old, 7-year-old self, it like dies. It's that's tough.
What would Kevin Hart do, bro, if that happened? Come on.
All right, we're not.
What would Kevin Hart do? Chill out, bro.
Dude. I saw a TikTok. This girl was literally posting, what if this celebrity died? And she'd rate like each death like out of 10 or some shit.
TikTok is a weird, bro. Look,
what's that based off of? Like how bad?
No, they're like,
oh,
if David Dobrik died, that's like an 8 out of 10. But like if Ellen DeGeneres died, it's like a 2. It's like a 2 out of 10. I'm like, yo,
it's like a 2 out of 10.
TikTok
got a lot of weird motherfuckers on it. I personally, I can't get them.
Wasn't that supposed to get banned? What happened with that?
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean. I that's supposed to be banned and niggas are still on. They said they should ban it and niggas got on it more. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on with the world?
Yeah, that's free promo.
The mother company can't make any transactions anymore with the U.S. based company. So they're trying to find like a mother. Like people are saying Microsoft might buy them.
Great. But
nothing's really final.
No. Not giving Bill Gates my information.
Why doesn't Facebook just buy it, bro? Perfect. It'll end up like Instagram.
They would try.
Facebook will let your fucking nigga Zuckerberg give your shit to China if you fucking give it to Facebook.
Zuckerberg
can't really.
Facebook has been facing a bunch of cases lately because like they've been adding features that are apparently like starting a monopoly in the
nigga. They're giving your data away. They're like,
and they're snatching ideas from
your
other
data.
Social media platforms.
Yeah,
too.
They're
facing a lawsuit
because
of that. Because like, apparently it's making a monopoly. Because they're taking away like Snapchat's whole fucking market when they added stories and shit. And now they're taking
TikTok
away.
Nobody using Facebook stories? Wait, what? There's Facebook stories?
No.
Yes, they use Facebook stories.
Well,
yes, they do have
Facebook stories. But Instagram is... Instagram is a Facebook company. Instagram is a Facebook company, like how YouTube is with Google. So
basically what happened was Snapchat came out with stories and basically Zuckerberg was like, fuck it, Instagram and Facebook are going to take the stories I did. So definitely make sure no one fucks with your shit. You got double competition.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy.
A bunch of shit going on, man. And then Fortnite's trying to sue Apple and Google. That's a whole nother thing. What is shit going on?
Good luck with that.
Nigga, you want to know what's even crazier? You know what's even crazier?
They might win.
You see... Yeah. Oh, my fault. But nah, y'all seen the DDG, basically his song with Blueface, everyone saying how he dissed Soul Illuminati, shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Pretty Boy Alfredo is dissing him, too.
Pretty Boy Alfredo.
Yeah. Fuck Fredo. I hope he gets punched in the face. But apparently, this nigga NLE Chopper... He randomly decides to be woke now. Like he finally wakes up and is shouting out Soul Illuminati now.
I've seen that with NLE.
I'm just saying I'm painting the narrative. I'm gonna do what they do in the sports world. I'm going to put the narrative out there. Soul Illuminati's gonna finally drop a rap song because he's been talking about it for so long with NLE Chopper. to combat BDG's.
Oh no, stop.
Hey, speaking of YouTube rappers, Stream Flight's album, man. Came out an album.
Oh yeah. Flight's dropping. Yeah, go Stream Flight's.
I don't know if Disingenuous is on the track list, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't think I'm gonna listen to that.
First of all, I don't know why these niggas is doing that to y'all. Nobody go listen to Flight's new fucking album.
Flight what? Literally said he bought the beats on YouTube.
Nigga, don't go listen to that shit.
Go if listen y'all to it, bro.
Talk about YouTube rappers. Go listen to my boy I'm Dante's new album. He dropped something. Dante's nice.
Dude, fucking Flight reacted to his whole album, right? This shit was 2 hours long.
What do you mean he reacted?
Literally...
He didn't know what was gonna happen?
No, he just made like a live reaction for his channel. This video, I kid you not, literally has 50 mid-rolls in it. 50. Like, you know how the bars usually just like a transparent gray? You know how it's usually like a transparent
it's
gray?
Just yellow.
Just it's just yellow. It's a straight yellow. It's ridiculous.
Bruh.
I'm gonna send it in the group chat later, but you're in that group chat with Low and Step Back. I sent it in there, but
Yeah I'm in that group chat.
That ass.
I wish I was in that group chat.
We're not good enough.
How is that?
That's a fun. That seems like a fun group chat.
I'll ask him
when your friends talk about a party in front of you and don't invite you.
Head ass.
That's like two mid rolls.
All right, man. Y'all got. Is that it? Let's wrap it up like a condom.
Wrap it up like a condom.
Wrap it up like a condom. The Celtics and Raptors game is going down to the wire, so gotta watch that. Let's just do outros, man. Justin. Say goodbye to the people, man, now that you got a webcam.
GG, everybody. Subscribe to Word News World.
Have yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Evil ass laugh. And right, Word, you can go next. You can go next.
Me?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Nah, the other Word Dude.
It's your boy, Alex Word Dude. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to 97.9 The Beat Radio for playing Money on the Road. Shouts out to P-Skills, man, my boy. You know, my God. Thank you so much. Appreciate the look, man. Go stream Money on the Road on YouTube. You
got that money on the road. Booty on us.
Got the guap on the road, nigga. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? And subscribe again to Word Is World. You know what I'm saying?
He got the overlay so he can just go like this. Oh, my God.
Dude, no. Put your handles on there, bro.
And this nigga's the GOAT. Yes, sir. But he is too.
Dom?
We don't got you in the same order.
All right, Dom.
Oh, man. Thank you all for coming out. Everybody go stream Booty on Nonos, man. Yeah, I really am.
Booty on Nonos. Get that money.
Shout out to these niggas right here. Free plug. Hey, man.
What is that?
Dom was in his bag. Dom was in his bag.
Yeah, we might have to have this every week.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man was thinking.
Come on, bro. First of all, fuck you, okay? I always think, all right? At least 60% of the time. You were thinking.
Yeah, you were in your bag, Dom.
Hey, man.
He said it's light work.
I can't even. Hey, man. No. I'm just here so I don't get fined, bro.
That ass. All right, man. We might have to stop once we get monetized, but until then.
We got to get monetized by Backwood.
Oh, man.
Monetized by Backwood. All right.
Once y'all start seeing the yellow stripes, bro, I'm chilling out, bro. Once the yellow stripes come.
Backwoods, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube.
Video notes.